Hi friends, we're listening to Growing Pains. Hello friends and welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, Growing Pains is a podcast where I touch on all things growing up, emotional issues, and creative alike, as much as I can anyway, without sounding too obnoxious. I have not recorded for the podcast in such a long time. I am so excited. I have to say that I don't have a great recollection of what has been going on the past few months, which is, it's concerning because I've mostly been studying, so I have no idea if I still remember anything that I studied. So I have that to worry about. But we're in 2021 now, apparently. Wow, guys, Happy New Year! I'd love to add a comment about how time is a social construct, yet it has very real effects on our everyday life, but I won't, because no one wants to hear about it, and if you do, dear listener, well, too bad, because I don't want to talk about it, because it makes me go a little crazy. I'm sorry. It is not a wonder why everyone is especially excited for this new year, because time, as it seems, provides us with this ability to divide our lives into very neat categories. A new year provides us with the very tempting illusion of a clean slate, and especially because after March of last year, you know, the March, no one has been really aware what month it would be at any given time. So a new year sounds so fresh, so sexy, so ours for the taking after what has been collectively, like subjectively, a very not nice year for humans. Now, I love a new beginning as much as anybody, but I take issue with the Western New Year specifically. First of all, because it is so global that there's no escaping it and the expectations that come with it. I'm not entirely sure who came up with the idea that I'm supposed to be just completely okay and fully charged and ready for the new year just because the calendar now says it is the 1st of like January. I don't get it. This division of time has not erased any of my exhaustion. It has not given me a brighter outlook on life. It has not seized any of my worries. Not to mention that the new year coincides with the dead of the winter. The winter solstice literally happens a few days before the Catholic Christmas, usually, like around that time. So I have no idea why anyone is expected to be functioning, like at all. Because honestly, I'm not functioning properly right now, not in the least. So yeah, I'm really not a huge fan of the societal baggage that comes with the new year. So that's where I'm at with the new year. Now, let me begin on New Year's resolutions. I don't think it's gonna come as a huge surprise to anyone that I'm also not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. Like, if someone asked me what my New Year's resolutions were, I'd laugh at them. And not because I'm making fun of them or anything, I just tell them that I can't even have a to-do list for the day because my brain doesn't work like that. I have learned the hard way that this type of structuring of goals does not work for me. With all of that being said, the one thing I hate as much as I hate the societal baggage of New Year's is people who shame other people for making New Year's resolutions. Like, generally, I do not condone shaming people for anything at all. I think shame is the most negative tool humans have invented, because let me tell you, folk, shame is not natural the way the rest of human emotions are. And so, I will never intentionally shame another person. Like, only if they were freaking fascists. I don't know. So I'm not very happy with people this year especially who are making fun of other people for making New Year's resolutions and somehow justifying this act of shaming people by going like, ooh, you're gonna set New Year's resolutions after 2020? Haven't you learned your lesson? Or you know, whatever these people say. I don't really know what they say. Like, it's just, guys, please come off your high horse and, you know, shut the F up. It's just a suggestion. I want to set the scene here about how I've been viewing goals. I don't think there's much arguing about the benefits of goal setting, but the reason I feel like I have an icky feeling sometimes towards setting goals is how I've continuously failed at completing goals that I've set for myself, which is okay. You know, not reaching your goals for the year is okay and understandable, but when it happens again, and it happens on shorter periods of time too, like, here's what I want to do this month, or even here's what I want to do today, and all these plans fail. I started subconsciously viewing the entire system of goal setting to be untrustworthy, and therefore unuseful for achieving what I want to achieve, and getting to the places I want to reach. And largely that stems from how I, and I guess most people as well, how we set goals. I'm sure that the way I have set goals in the past is deeply flawed, and so it inevitably sets me up for failure. Setting goals is this addictive and exciting thing, just the listing of all the things you can do and having a whole year to finish them. All this untapped potential of time, which is arguably one of the most scarce resources we have, but usually the excitement over shiny New Year's resolutions over exceeds the capacity of actually implementing said goals. But still, there is no denying goal setting is very helpful. But there has to be a path set through which you can achieve these goals you set for yourself. Even a haphazard path, maybe even haphazard one, is better because it leaves spaces for all of the circumstantial ways in which life can get in the way of reaching these goals. I don't think it was actively thinking about the entire idea of goal setting when 2020 started, but the way I had set goals for last year was kind of on two macro and micro levels. On the macro level, there will be an episode coming to your ears in February in honor of me turning 20, a kind of cliched 30 goals before turning 30 kind of spiel. And I guess they're not exactly goals, not exactly things I want to accomplish, but rather what I want my life in my 20s to look like, how I want my days to be, or like what I want to be emotionally capable of. It follows this view that we overestimate what we can do in a year, but underestimate what we can do in 10 years. I will talk at length about all of this later. Now, on the micro level, I had very few things I actually wanted to achieve this year. And I find the word achieve, maybe it's probably not the right word to use here, because the goals I set for myself, the way they worked was more like building habits. I realized that I have to build habits in order to reach these goals. So instead of, oh, in 2020, I want to finish this book I'm working on, instead of that, I had a write everyday goal. And I started the year with absolutely no cap on what I had to do to reach my daily goal. It was literally just write. And then I began incrementally playing with that goal. So for a month, I'd set it to be write 400 words a day at least. And for another month, it'd be write for 10 minutes straight with no interruptions whatsoever and no editing except after you're done. And with all of this still in my mind, I knew what I was working towards, like lurking in the shadows. I knew that I wanted to finish the book I'm working on. This was the kind of the general direction I was moving towards, right? But I also knew that if I had explicitly stated that, like written it in my list of goals, it would have put too much pressure on me, especially with my perfectionist tendencies. I don't suppose it's the same for everyone, but that's just how my brain works. I also found that I honestly valued building the habit of writing way more than finishing my book, because I don't write for a living, I don't have any deadlines to meet, and my livelihood does not depend on finishing this book. And so what I had actually really wanted to do is just build that writing muscle. I didn't have a lot of goals for the year, like I said, because like time, my willpower is also a very limited resource, and setting too many goals just completely dilutes it. The three other goals I had in 2020 worked the same way as my writing goal, and they were reading, stretching, and walking. Now, these sound kind of vague, I know, and I absolutely love that. These are also the goals I'm taking with me in 2021. In the next episode, I will talk more about why that is the case and how I've built habits around these in the past year, so make sure to stay tuned for that. Thank you guys for tuning into the pod. I love making this and it means so much that you are listening and enjoying. The best way you can support the pod is by sharing it around and telling your friends about it. Also, giving it a review on your preferred podcast streaming platform. I am partial, of course, to 5-star reviews, but anything will do. If you want to connect more with the pod or me, you can always do so on Instagram and Twitter. I'll leave links for all of that in the episode description. You can also send me a voice message on the Anchor app if you'd like. The music you're hearing right now and at the beginning of the podcast is by Wayne John Bradley. This was Nair Al-Guhari. Until next time, take care of yourself and someone else if you can.